Or put a bigger screen, Ezra. Okay, so it's recording.
Second.
Yes, recording.
Yeah, it's recording.
Okay, so yesterday we began the din of Misha Mesa Mutal, the fun of Potem and HaMitzvahs. So, if Potem, someone loses a relative from the Misa till the Kfura, is a Ptur mitzvah, so we said Tosas Hashita is not only a Ptur, but an Isser to do mitzvahs. And there's also an Isser to eat Basavayin in this period of time. We've learned two Yerushalmis yesterday. One Yerushalmi we learned that says, what is the reason for this? Is because of Ein Lo Mishi Yisa Maso, that he doesn't have anyone to help. So he needs to have the burial. So if he's going to start davening Shmoneh Esrei, he's going to start shaking lulav. So it's going to take him away from being osek in the mace. The other day in the Yerushalmi was no, that even if there is someone that could help him out, still mishum kvodo shel mace. You shouldn't be involved in anything else. Meaning, even though there's someone else who's able to do it. But this person, if he's going to be involved in something else, even of an import, like doing a mitzvah, that would be taking away from the kavod shel hames. So therefore, so the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, what if you have someone who could help out? So the Gemara says, if you could have someone who could help out, it's so then, according to the opinion, ain mo misha yisa maso, here he has misha yisa maso. But according to the opinion that says Kvodo Shel Mace, he still is not allowed to do mitzvahs. So that was one Yerushalmi. The other Yerushalmi was Nimtzer LaRabim. If he was Nimtzer LaRabim, then there's no din of Aninus, of Mishmeres HaMutul. And the Gemara says Nimtzer LaKatafim is Nimtzer LaRabim done. But the Gemara never said over there that it's Tolai in the two opinions. So it's Mashu that this Yerushalmi is, according to everybody, that once it's Nimtzer LaRabim, Nimtzer LaKatafim, then it would not have any more Issur Basavayin. And we said, based on the previous line of the Yerushalmi, that it's not only a din that Basavayin would be permissible, it's also a din that the mitzvahs would be mechuyev. So the question that we were dealing with as we were ending the shiur yesterday is, what's the difference between the first sugya and the second sugya? Because Nimtzer LaRabim seemingly is a different form of Yisam Maso, that there's someone around. So some point out that maybe Yisam Maso means that there's someone around, but Nimtzer LaRabim means it's an official, in other words, Yisam Maso, it means he's around, he could help. If you need be. But Nimtzer LaRabim is the official Chevra Chadisha of the town, of the Nimtzer LaKatafim. And then, so once they're involved, then it's even more removed from the relatives' involvement in the Kura. So then that would be, even according to all the Even according to both opinions, even Mishum Kvodo Shel Mace, even Mishum Kvodo Shel Mace, it wouldn't be a problem because you're totally Mesulok once you Nimtzer LaRabim. Because Nimtzer LaRabim is more of an official type of involvement, and therefore would be no obligation to be involved at all, and therefore they would be allowed to eat basar and shofet yayin, and also according to both opinions in the previous Yerushalmi. Well, so the question is, so what about Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, what happens to Bizman Hazeh? That someone loses a relative, so they call the funeral chapel, they call the Chevra Kadisha, these official people are in place right away, and yet we still see that people are not doing mitzvahs, but not drinking. Office. 1 second, just fixing the computer here. Okay, so to iron out that question, so we have to see a couple of more Makaros and the Poskins. And if you want to see the Ramban, if you look at packet 3, you can see it more clearly in the Ramban. The Hilchos Avelos, the Ramban and the Toras Adam, is one of the most important svarim that's written on this topic. Yeah, this is the Rebbe Chevelle. It's interesting that you all were born in the Tekufa that Rebbe Chevelle's works on the Ramban have come out. I was at a wedding once. You always meet interesting people at weddings. So there's a person happened to be sitting next to me at the wedding who was telling me, who wanted to talk to me about the Ramban in general. And he was pointing out, and this, you know, is an interesting point, that the Ramban obviously was a Rishon, and it was a Sefer, the Ramban al-Torah, let's talk about for a second, that was not used for many generations. It was just out of use. No one quoted it, the Chasam Sofer, he did. It was out of use. It was not known. Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen always says to Mashkiach, we had a Mashkiach in YU for many years before Rabbi Blau was Rav Lessen. Rav Lessen was the Mashkiach in YU. He was from Slobodka. He was a the famous Rabbi Avigdor Miller was his son-in-law. Rabbi Yaakov Lessen, he said, Rabbi Lessen never quoted a Ramban. All his Sikhas Musa never quoted a Ramban. Only Sforno. Never Ramban. This fellow said to me, that makes sense based on what this fellow was telling me, that it was a total disuse. And Rabbi Chevelle, he put it back on the map. And now, who doesn't learn the Ramban? It's like one of the most commonly used Sfarim or Chumash, you know, is the Ramban. And then he wrote the Kisvei Ramban also in the Toras Adam and other Sfarim. So just so interesting how things move. So here he writes, the Ramban quotes that Yerushalmi on page 6. Nimsa the Rabbim, Ochel Basav Shosayayim, Nimsa la katafim kemosha nimsa la rabim. Peish nimsa la rabim la katafim shayu chaburos be'ir b'zumonim ala kfura. Whereas they were official people. We have this today. There's chaver kadisha, there's a funeral homes that officially are charged with the, you know, getting done the kfuras and things. Because hishli ma'ovel tzorche ha'tza also most of us are also chaburos al-menashe yitzil b'ezak kfuras k'she yitzu. So then they gave it over and they take good care. Mashash and Nimtra Lahem Hames Ainu Muta al Avil. And also Katafim. In other words, the Yisam Asol means the obligation is still on the Avil. It's just he has nice friends who will be happy to help him out if need be. But it's still under his jurisdiction. In contrast to Nimsal Arabim, Nimsal Katafim, that's an official, you know, people who are officially in charge, and though they were appointed by the community. You know, in those days, there was a kehila. That's one thing we're lacking, Bizman Hazeh, is we don't have kehilos. We have shuls, nice shuls, but they're shuls. You know, they're not like the Hasidic world is the main place that kehilas exist today. What's Kehillah?
Like a shul and
school? Yeah. So like Rav Gluckman pointed out to me, a Kehillah means, like, I'll give you an example, like Satmar. It's a Kehillah. They have the Rav, they have the mikveh, they have, it's not just a place where you daven. It's an all-purpose thing. It's they have yeshivas, they have shkita, their own shkita, their own mikveh, their own, you understand? It's not just a place where you daven. It's a whole all-purpose, and it's not, say for example, I'll give you another good example that'll carry it home. Right, so you get married, right? So you decide who's going to be your Masada Kedusha. You have a connection with this role, that role, you decide. In the Kehillah, you can't do that. In the Kehillah, like I have Talmidim who, Lubavitch Talmidim, they want me to be Masada Kedusha. And they're getting married on the steps of 770. So I can't do it because part of a Kehillah is the only official rabbinate is Masada Kedusha. You can't just bring in. It's very nice that you learn by this rav and you have a kesher with this and the rav of the kehillah. You never said two words in your life. It doesn't matter. But that's how a kehillah operates. You know there are rules of the kehillah of how you know you of how you're supposed to do a bris milah and how you're supposed to you know like Rav Gruber pointed out. So that's what a so. My wife always points out the like this. Broyus here is a kehillah. You know, that's a rare thing that's left. And they're not Hasidim, but it's a kehillah. That they have their own yeshiva, their own shkita, their own, you know, yeshivas, school. You know, my wife likes to point out the only place who made a kehillah in the modern Orthodox world today in America is Rabbi Teitz in Elizabeth. But in other words, he was the old Rabbi Teitz was the rav of the whole thing. He made a school, he made a shkita, he made a mikvah. He made a kehillah. It's not just you can't just open a everything is under that umbrella. So that's then his son said, I don't know what will be in the next generation of the future, but that's the idea of so that's what they had in the time, you know, they had a shul. It was one shul in the whole. It's not like America is a free for all. This one wants to open up a thing. This one wants to open a thing. Yeah, okay. Everyone hopefully gets along. And this one opens up a shtiebel down the block and the other one opens up a shul and So the same thing, Nimtzal Rabim, is the city had special Chaburas Be'ir, Muzumanim ala Kvura, Ushahishlim ha'avel tzarche ha'tzasa, Mosim usol, Mosim Chaburas. So once you give it to those Chaburas, you're finished. Your involvement is done. And therefore, and this is not the same as Yisra Masol. This is super Yisra Masol. Yisra Masol means that you have the ability, it's not all going to, the burden is on you. The burden is on you, but you happen to know some people that would be very nice to help you out. But Nimsa Lakatafim, you give it to them, you're finished. They take over.
I don't know. When did the concept of a Chevra Kadisha start? Because now it seems like they are really the ones who take care of everything. And Ramban here seems to be describing a Chevra Kadisha. And according to the Yerushalmi, at least one of the two, there seemed to be no such concept. So at some point there was no such thing. It was on the family to bury the mace. And at some point in history, we developed the idea of there's a community, a committee of people who their job is to bury the body specifically.
Right. So you see, they had that in the time of the Gemara, even of the Yerushalmi.
The way I understood the Yerushalmi was describing the opposite. It's on him that if he doesn't do it, then there's no one else there to bury the body. So there's no.
That's Yisra Masal. That's the. You said there are two Yerushalmis. There's the Yerushalmi of Yisra Masal, And then Yushalmi of Nimsala Khataf. And those are two different ideas.
Isn't Nimsa Lekatafim just a random group of people? It's not. It didn't sound like.
No, so you're saying it's not just a random group of people. It's the official. I mean, in other words, they're the people in charge of this enterprise. Okay. So there is a famous Chochmas Adam. On page 7. So now the next thing we have to tackle is to understand. So how come, even if we don't have a kehila today in many circles, but we do have a kadisha, and we do have, you know. So why doesn't that play a role? And we still seemingly, people don't do mitzvahs and still don't eat basar v'yayin until after the kvura, even if it is nimsar to this hever kadisha. So let's see what the Chochmas Adam has to say. The Chochmas Adam is the same person as the Chai Adam. Yavishmas Adam is in the same book. It was a very popular sefer but the Mishnah Berurah basically became the yeshiva world that became more popular. So even though it was much, it was whenever I mentioned Mishnah Berurah, we always say over that it was, history of the Judaism all begins in this building. Why you have a lot of buildings, but they don't have necessarily historical significance. This building is a landmark. This building, you can't just and that's where I think Rabbi Hef points out that the Mishnah Berurah was re-edited, because with the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law was the mocher in this yeshiva. He lived on the west side in Mendel Zaks. And he was in charge, and this is the building that, as Rabbi Hecht from MTA would point out, that the Mishnah Berurah was edited, etc. And it's all here. So I'm glad to be giving share in this building. Okay. So welcome Shinova Shakatafi Bikodim Hotzi Hames, Akashim Sasko, Grover, Tsarke, Kur. I'm reading now the Chochmas Adam, page 7. Asul have Hamik Baruch Moshe Ishbekilas Hever Kadisha, Utarim Hakrovim Bebasav Yai. Venerally, the Huadin of Shita Shimtarm Lispalo, Ulvara Kafil Kodum Shel Tsium in Abais, Feshuv Enu Mutal Ale. The unbelievable thing that as soon as you fire the Hever Kadisha, you can have in Shachmas, Mintma, whatever, even though the mace is still there. Because again, that's the Yerushalmi. Ufize lo yafa osim ha'onanim shemantinim lispal achar kfura. He says it's not right, and we're going to see. We're going to still have to understand. So, what do people today do? They talk to the minhag today is to wait till after the kfura. But he says it's not right. The Chochmas Adam says it's not right. Lo yafa osim. Today people usually have their mokum kvura, taken care of way before they buy a plot or whatever, so then they would buy the take care of where they were the chevra kadisha, where they're going to be buried. And he pays all the money, so they're all paid. You did everything. You paid them. You decided where the kvur is going to be. You gave the money for the whatever money there is. You finished. The Adam Shovin, the Azen Mokum, Yikru, who called Voda Shalmei, so close mention. But sometimes they still didn't decide what Mokum they're going to bury, so then you're not finished yet. O Kozman Shema Speedim also. As I Potter. In other words, if there's still going to be a Spadim and you and he's going to be involved in the Hespad, so then so he's still Potter. Take it out.
That explains now.
So that could be one explanation of why people in our days are still not doing, because Kozmashim of Speedim or so, as I put it, the take of Achaz and Mutal is Baal Chayef. Mokum Shinusim is a base for you, the ear of Mokum Korofu, Ari, the Ilu Mutal of Love, or Mokum Racha, in other words, and if he's going to be buried in a close by place, that there's still a possibility that the Krovim will be involved, so then it still won't call the Aeneas still won't end. But if it's Mokum Rachov, it takes 2 days to get there, so they're not. So that's what the he throws in that point of the Hespedim. He throws in that point of the Hespedim. So as Moshe said, so that could be another idea of why. One second. Now there is another, I don't know if I put in a supplement here, but there's another place the Chachman Adam speaks about in another place as well. Not in other words, this is not the only place in the Sefer where he speaks about his Shita, about, and I probably put it in some type of packet supplement if you have it in front of you. As he speaks about his own situation. When he lost the relatives. Yeah, where is it? Page six? Yeah, okay. Yes, let's see. A supplement. Let's see, page. Let's get a supplement. Oh, supplement three. Page six. That's good. You gotta know the supplements. Well, page six and supplement three. Got it, guys? So he speaks at page six about his own life experience. There's La'achar Shemasarti Kol Sarche Kfur L'Chevek Kadisha. So he's talking about himself. He says, Once I gave over all the everything to the Chevek Kadisha. The Gam Bachati Lo Mokum Kfur. And we also, you know, decided where the Kfur is going to be. V'Kvar Chofru HaKever. V'Oso Yom Osim Hespig. And that day, I don't know whether it was Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, whatever it was, there was also Hespet, so the Hespet were not relevant. Then I would make brachas, because I'm not an owner now. The Yisim B'Shulchan Aruch. The Ikshali Echad Shari Lefi Tam Yishim Kovin Ameis, Yisim B'Hedyud, Afil Lachash V'Sartek Bo Kol Mokom Potter. So then someone asked me, but what about the sheet of Kavod HaMeis? Why doesn't that? So we said, because it's not in your jurisdiction anymore, so it's not a lack of Kavod HaMeis. Let's see what he said. So Because if the responsibility is on you, so then you're still an owner. Avogav the Kvar also called Tzarko, Kevin Shulukovra, Shami Tzatzel, the Kvaroso. In other words, if you're just saying, well, I have a neighbor who's a nice guy, but your neighbor is a very nice guy and he's going to help you, but who knows? Something can come up and he's going to, it's not, but the Chevra Kadisha, it's a paid position, it's a real position. They're not going to just say, oh, something came up, I. So then you're Mesuluk. Aval, Kevin Shemosul Katofi, Bavada Yasu, Bol Tzorcho, Ve'enchu Chashash Isaslos, Lachem Mutter. Im kein meisner masse der kartoffeln bewu beso der mutter kenne gnaf am sha over holig gam kein der beso kvars der mutter so he says an unbelievable thing because even if you're going to go to the funeral but this how everybody explained and you're going to come there But there's no, you have no responsibility. In other words, you come, why are you coming? Because it's a nice thing to be at the relative's, levaya. But there's no responsibility on you because you paid off. The katafim are the ones in charge. Even the relative is no longer in charge. So there's no longer an owner. The only monkey wrench in this whole thing is the Hesped aspect. That he's saying he was careful to say over there that the day that his relative passed away, it was a day that was Osmar the Hesped. So therefore, Hesped was, because what he wrote in the other piece was. That could be different. So that's what Moshe Blank was saying.
Did he get this idea from someone?
I don't know if he got it from somebody. This is what he's saying.
How integral assessment.
Right, how integral assessment.
To cover the main.
Well, it is. I mean, Hesped is, the bar speaks about Hesped. Not just an old minhag. It's not such a new thing. Hesped, the bar speaks about Hesped.
There's a relative who doesn't plan on giving Hesped also.
Yeah, so I was thinking that. Does it mean that you're one of the Maspedim? Well, maybe not. In other words, even if you're going to be listening to the Hespedim, maybe that's also, you're involved in the Hesped. You know what I mean? I don't know if it means that only. You know what I always say to the Talmidim? Shabbos HaGadol is a minhag to the Rav to give a drasha. And I always say there are two parts to the minhag. The Rav gives and you go and listen. Those are the two parts. Okay? So the same thing with the Hesped. You don't give a Hesped without people listening to the Hesped. So part of the Hesped is the givers and the listeners. But that's all part of the,
When the car would be mastered in, or like time of preparation, what exactly is that?
What's your favorite, Yaakov?
Yeah.
So that's an interesting point. In other words, one could read it to say that once you made the deal with the Chevra Kadisha, now you're not rolling. Now you can daven Shmoneh Esrei. Now you're going to go in 2 hours to hear Hesped. But does that mean you still, it could mean that it's only called Manshim Aspidim. But in a Hanami, before the Hesped, and you're finished with your thing, what do we say? No, but you're still involved, but you got to go to the Hesped or give the Hesped. I don't know. The Lashon is...
Wouldn't we also assume that there'd be a lack of kapana at this point? Like, even when you give to the Chevra Kadisha, especially if you're giving it, even if it's all written out.
Right. You're saying you don't have Yishuv Hadas.
Right.
So, but what the Chai Adam was saying, Pshat, in the Yerushalmi, yeah, there are different levels of lack of kavana, right? But when it's on your shoulders, that's the measure amount that we say that the Chacham patted you. But Kol Zman, that it's not your, even you're right, it's still not going to be the greatest levels of kavana. But since the achrayis is no longer on you, because you did it, even if for some reason at that point you wouldn't feel well, you wouldn't be able to go or whatever, it's all taken care of. So you're right, but not everything, like the Gemara says, if somebody lost a lot of money, so he's very upset, but he still has to do mitzvahs, even though he just lost so much money, and it's a lot of, he has to just compose himself. But when the responsibility is on him, so that's when Chacham impacted you from mitzvahs. Even though practically, still going to be hard, but the verse says, "Ibayli yisuvitaite." So you have to put yourself together, so to speak. But Yaakov, I like what you're saying. Kozman shema speedim also, but it could mean, I don't know. What do you think? How do you read that? But what do you think?
We should go over yesterday and Seder. I mean, like, it sounds in his words like it's the time, it's only the time frame in which you're getting the husband.
Yeah. Whereas he's putting it together with, they didn't decide yet where the kavur is.
So it's like two different, if he didn't, it sounds like the first part, if he didn't finish the preparations, i.e., like, give away, he didn't sign the first week.
So in other words, you want to say within the sheet of the Chachmas Adam that maybe. Say they was in the spot with the Chevra Kaddish at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then has made them not till 1 in the afternoon. So and you're going to be eating, say then. So what would the Chayyadu say? Make a bracha or don't make a bracha? So you think you say make a bracha? Yeah. You should know this line of the Chayyadu is not known to people, because most people don't ever look up this. Because it's quoted in the, you have to look in the Pesachei Tshuva. It's not the, but I used to hear this guy, Adam Chama's on the Shabbat mentioning, and I never heard it quoted. But if you look it up, that's and you see he makes a point in the other piece to say that the case where his relative died was a day that wasn't, fortunately when my father passed away at the beginning of COVID. That's from COVID. So it was a graveside funeral. And we were lucky we got 10 people there. And it was Nissan anyway. So it wouldn't have been, but we were happy that we were able to bury, the mace. And there was no, people were nice enough. We got mamish like a million people came. We weren't thinking, speaking about Hespedim or anything like that, because, first of all, it was Nisan, but anyway, at that time, the very beginning of COVID, like it was Vav Nisan at the very beginning of COVID. And, people, I called one Rav up and he said, I don't know if they're even doing Taras these days, and I don't know. In the end, everything was, and it was done unbelievable because it was the middle of Shia when my father was, that's when I got the call. And by like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, before it took place, it was like someone told me exactly who to call and this and that. And we didn't have any shaylos of a whole lot of hamais. anything like that. But it still was a very, because they added, as I said, one Kaddish at the Kvura, and then for 2 months, nothing. There were people that were saying in different parts in the world that they were able to, thank you to Max, able to get me something, somebody in Yerushalayim, and then someone in Detroit, whatever. But there was nothing. Until one day, Rabbi Rapp called me up and said, now it's going to be legal, so let's make a minyan. And that's how the cage minyan began.
Where was the cage minyan?
It evolved. It had a... Okay, well, then we could discuss a different time the evolvement of the cage minyan. And the evolvement of the Shank Shul during the week, because that also didn't exist until this happened. Okay, those are long stories, and hopefully we're behind that. But that's a Chokhma Gadol. But now there's a Noda to be Buddha on page 8. So the Noda Yehuda, and before we see the Noda Yehuda inside, let's just look at the Pesachei Tshuva. Let's see. Did I put the Shulchan Aruch? Yeah. Okay. It's called Dalin. Let's see. And Simam Aleph. Let's try page 13. Yes, yeah, page 13. Yeah. Aleph. Page 13 in the Pesachei Tshuva. Is it the time of Chor was a Tshuva's not Yehuda? Maybe you shall me. You see, because like someone said yesterday, I think Moshe Gordon said yesterday, that you could have learned Pshat in the second Yerushalmi. He was only talking about Basav Yayin. He never said Nimshakatafim is Chayavim b'mitzvah. It shows the Basav Yayin. So that could have been the answer. But the Modi Yehuda says that he doesn't think that's the answer because Basav Yayin is Lavdavka Basav Yayin. It's even mitzvahs. So he says, but then his yisod is that whenever, even in a case where you had the chevra kadisha, but if you're going to the funeral, the kvura, then there's still anidus. So what's the vort? That even though you don't have a responsibility anymore, so that's going to be the Noda Yehuda's upshot. Even if you took care of all the details and you paid the guy, since the minig is, you see, in those days, the nimtzah the katofim meant the katofim took the mace. And usually the cemeteries were in the suburbs, outside the city. So the people didn't schlep along. They didn't have cars those days. So to go to that actual base cars would be a tremendous undertaking just to get there. Today we have cars. So he says, in those days, Nimsama Katafim, because that was over. But today that we go, even though we the responsibility is off our shoulders, but since the Krovim are going to the Kever, so then Aninus doesn't start. Then he writes, so the Sefer Chochmas Adam Hisra'im Aleh. In other words, the Chochmas Adam was upset with the people who are not doing mitzvahs, even after they made up with the Kever Kadisha. So the Noda Yehuda says, Uvechinam Hisra'im. In other words, he doesn't think he was right. He doesn't think the Chachmas Adam was right, that he was angry. Right? The Chachmas Adam says, it's not right. It's not right. People made up with the Chevra Kadisha, and they're still not making brachas, and they're still not davening. So the Nodim Yehuda said, no, since they're going to the base oilam, so that's enough. Rav Abadi always liked the svara of the Chachmas Adam. I was told, like Rav Shechter always said, over there, Nodim Yehuda Zikr, that's how people. But if you think about it, I don't know, which svara is more compelling, you know. There's a lot to say here, but because if you read the simple pshat in the, I don't know what the simple, something to think about, which is the, in other words, the Chachmas Adam svara is that it's not on your shoulders anymore. You want to come for the ride. But once it's not on your shoulders anymore, you're not annoyed anymore. You do mitzvahs. Even though Rabbi Broth pointed out, you're still not settled. But the fries is off your shoulders. So then this came in. And another Yud says, even though the fries is off your shoulders, but you're going to be going to the Fura, so then even though at 9 o'clock in the morning you already paid the bill, you already took the, you know, order, it's no longer, but you're still going to go at 1 o'clock to the cemetery to be at the Fura. Another Yud says he's still an owner. And the Chachmas Adam says no. So that's a fundamental machlokes. What's the Yisod? Is the Yisod Achrayis? I don't have any Achrayis anymore, even though I'm planning to go. I don't have Achrayis. So then there's no Aninus. Or is it a din in the practicality? If you're going to go, then you shouldn't. So that's what the... We're going to see more about this. But that's the... So the mice in the minute became, like Rav Shekhar said, then it became more like the Nodi Behuda. But the Chachmas Adam is not so, that's why people usually only saw the Chachmas Adam in the Piskei Tshuva. That's why they don't, the thing with the Hespedim is not so well known. Because if you don't look up the in the sources, so the Piskei Tshuva, he quotes, but he can't quote everything. He just excerpts. There's a whole discussion, and the Stipler has a discussion. Is there a halachic, more of a halachic basis of what part of the Tshuva he quoted versus what he didn't quote as part of his Derech HaPsak? That's what I think the Stipler held. I'm not so convinced about that. I just think that he just couldn't quote. He just, it's not like just because he left out one line. He was writing a short compendium of different things. But there are people that don't follow the Nodi. That's Kibshuto, like the Chachmas Adam. I'm not so sure the Chachmas Adam, sometimes in Psak Halacha, the Yehuda usually wins out. Even though I'm not always convinced with everything he said in the Nodi Yehuda, but he usually so that's why you have to know every Nodi Yehuda. When you learn Halacha seriously, so the main Tshuvas are Chassam Sefer, the Nodi Yehuda, Rabbi Kveger, these Tshuvas are there. Then there are more modern things, but those are the old, Tshuvas that are quoted in the book. Okay, so that's the, so many people follow this Nodi Yehuda, that if they're going to go, then they're still an owner, even though they were this Pasha. And that's the Machloikas, the Pachos Adam. Rabbi Bari thought thinks the Pasha is more like the Chachmas Adam, and there are some communities they follow the Chachmas Adam that if they took care of it already, sometimes they'll take care of it the night before, and it's done. So the only thing left is that they're going to show up at and according to Rabbi Yaakov, it could be even though there'll be Hespedim, you still have to daven Shachris because Hespedim or not tell another. Someone said to me, maybe because you're comparing that, but
That would explain that if that's true, then the Chachzai would explain why the Menachmites are still being involved and they're still holding Tanya's. Because for him, then there should be that window of time that people do with those. But seemingly, our question is why do people hold the Tanya's all the way through?
So because they hold like the shrubs, they hold like the
abuse. Right. And say if we hold them, that part would reflect their practice now.
Right. In other words, most people are not following the. I mean, especially if you like the stipler, the way the Piskei Tshuva quotes it here, Piskei Tshuva says he takes sides. He says the Chachmas Adam didn't like the Nod Yehuda, and he's wrong. Rechinam is right. He was wrong for complaining against them, you know. So here he doesn't always take sides. You know, he quotes, you know, takes, you know. Okay, there's more to say, still say. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, and continue Be'ez Hashem, Siyat Yishmai on Monday. At 10 o'clock, and we'll go from there. Okay, everyone should have a good Shabbos. Both of us. Okay, so we'll start it off. Are you here for Shabbos?
Yeah, I should be here for Shabbos.
Do you need meals? Do you have meals? Do you